Kesichas Haran Lamed Zayin. Apikorsus Nikres Masa. Apikorsus Nikres Masa. Apikorsus, heresy, is considered a burden. Moshe Kosev Rashi al Masa Achem. Malamed Shahayu Behem Apikorsum. Okay, take a look at the source sheet. Look at the handout for a second. The pasuk that he's referring to is at the beginning of Devarim. Probably one of the most frustrated statements that Moshe makes in all of Torah. Eicha esa levadi tarchachem umasaachem verivchem. Moshe says, I came to realization at some point that I wouldn't be able on my own to provide for you. I can't carry anymore. Tarchachem umasaachem verivchem. Says Rashi in source number 2, and this is what Rabbi Nachman is referring to. What does Rashi say on Masachem? Belame Chahayu Apikorsum. Now, if I were to ask you, you know, without any context, translate the word apikores or describe to me an apikores. So if you're fancy, you'll start saying, oh, well, the Rambam says an apikores. I didn't ask what the Rambam says. So tell me what you think. What do you think an apikores? No, John, what's an apikores?
Somebody who speaks out against God.
Put you on the spot. Someone who speaks out against God, okay. So are Klal Yisrael apikorsim in that sense? But you know what, let's actually just read the last part of Sichas Haran. Because look what he connects it to. Look how a person gets out of apikorsis. How do you shake off the apikorsis? The burden of apikorsis, the heaviness of heresy. How does one free himself from that? Al kein kishinosei lahat tzadik, hu mashlich me'alav masoi gdola. When a person travels to the tzaddik, he removes from himself a heavy burden. Because even the fact that he feels that it's worth making the effort to travel to the tzaddik, because he's seeking something, a person who's searching for something in this world, that already is enough that what? That he's already showing signs of amunah, and he's shaking off that heaviness of apikorsis. So it's interesting, Rabbi Nachman's contrasting the apikores with the person who has amunah in tzaddikim. And again, just the very fact that he's traveling to the tzaddik is an expression that what? Is an expression that he's mavakish. That he's looking for something. He feels stuck the way he is. He doesn't want to be someone who's carrying the heaviness of a life of confusion. He wants the clarity of amunah. There's an amazing var from the Chavetz Chaim. We say, in the beginning of Psukei Dezimra, in Hodu, we say what? We say, Hishalu b'shem kadsho, yismach leib mevakshe Hashem. So the Chavetz Chaim is quoted in the Tali Oros, volumes on Tefillah. Rabbi Shai Shechter once showed this to me. It says there, from the b'shem Chavetz Chaim, Hishalu b'shem kadsho, yismach leib. You know what heart should rejoice? The heart that's what? That's mevakshe Hashem. You haven't found Hashem yet. You're still just on the road to the tzaddik, hoping that the tzaddik will help you find your way to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But there's a certain what? Yismach lev, a simcha in the heart of a person who's what? Who's seeking Hashem. Who's traveling to the tzaddik. Who's trying to free himself from the burden and the heaviness, again, of apikorsis. Why is the dafka a simcha for a person who's mevakish? Because we know Ein Simcha Katar Sasvekos. There's no greater Simcha as we're getting to Chodesh Adar. And we start thinking about Amalek Begamatria Safek. We start thinking about Simcha, which is what Adar is all about. There's no greater Simcha than Hatar Sasvekos, resolving a Safek. When a person moves away from Safek, he moves into the world of Simcha. Simcha is the word of Vadai, and Safek is the world of not Vadai. So therefore, what? This person has a simcha as what? As he moves away from Safek. He's an Abikaris, he's confused. He's confused, and he thinks that if he goes to the tzaddik, hopefully that will bring him to Amunah and remove the apikorsis. So again, now you see the Rabbi Nachman's sort of setting up apikorsis versus Amunah b'tzaddikim. That's exactly the context. Now let's go back to Rashi in source number 2. That's exactly the context of Klal Yisrael's apikorsis that Moshe is describing here. Why is Moshe saying, I can't bear the weight of Klal Yisrael. I can't carry Klal Yisrael anymore. Because Klal Yisrael don't have enough faith in me. Even though, Vayaminu b'Hashem u'b'Moshe avdo, but Moshe felt, I can't do it on my own. Look at the context. Look at source 2. Rashi says, again, Masa'achem melamed shahayu apikorsin. Hikdim Moshe, let's say, now their apikorsis was a rejection of the tzaddik. Their apikorsis was a lack of emunah in Moshe as their leader. Hikdim Moshe, let's say, if Moshe got up and left his home early, if Moshe was hikdim, let's say, if Moshe left his tent early, so they said, oh, Amru, they would say, Ma'ra ben Amram, let's say, oh, why is Moshe trying to get out of the house so early? Maybe there's machlokas in his house. Maybe he can't stand to be at home, so Moshe wants to get out of the house. Rashi says, Icher, let's say, if he was a little bit delayed in leaving his home. They said about Moshe Rabbeinu, ooh, Amru, Ma Rab and Amram, Shalom, let's say, ooh, why didn't Moshe leave earlier today? Why didn't he stay home? Ma Tem Savurim, they would say to one another, what do you think? Maybe Yoshe V'yoetz Aleichem Eitzot Zros. Maybe he stayed home to plot against us. Maybe he was putting the final touches on his plot against us. And that's why he didn't come out to the people. He was still planning and plotting in some vicious way. Eitzot Zros. V'choshev Aleichem Achshavos. So poor Moshe Rabbeinu, no matter what he did, he was always being accused. He was always being disrespected. And that's apikorsis. And therefore the person, says Rabbi Nachman, who goes to the tzaddik, he moves away from apikorsis, and he moves towards true emunah. But it's very interesting, and this is what I want to talk about just for a couple minutes, because again, we're going to make it a little shorter today. The masa achem, the burden of apikorsis, the heaviness of a Jew who doesn't have real emunah, and the ability of a Jew to live a Levitic life, a life that's filled with energy and life and chiyus, when he's connected to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. We had a couple weeks ago, the Rasha by the Seder. We know the Rasha, he shows up at the Seder, he's a little bit disgruntled. I read a crazy thing over Shabbos. I don't recommend trying this on your children one day, but I read something that it's important to hear, so I'm going to share it with you. And it was in the context of the Rasha at the Seder. Where Shimon Schwab, I was reading a volume on Shabbos, Selected Speeches from Rav Schwab. So in a drasha he gave at some point in the 1980s, Rav Schwab said, he recounted what happened one year on Pesach as he was sitting by the Pesach table with his siblings. And he said his father turned to the children when they got up to the four sons. Now again, this is very jarring, but it's important to hear. When they got up to the four sons, Rav Schwab's father said to his children, he said, which son are you? Or which son would you like to be? Right? So Schwab said, needless to say, my brothers and myself, we said we want to be the Chacham. So his father said, that's very good, that's very important, I'm happy to hear that. He says, because if God forbid you became a Rasha, you would have no place at my Seder. Because I want you to know, is what he wants. Rashab has a whole piece on Chinuch, and the essay that he was speaking about is the importance of befriending your children. Okay? That a parent, it's not wrong. It's not an improper thing for a parent to be a child's best friend. And he brought many examples in Chazal to prove his point. But he said, at the same time, your children need to know that there's something that you care about even more than them. And that's a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Now, how you express that, okay, has to be done in a very delicate fashion. But Rav Schwab's father said it straight to his children at the Seder. He said, on the night of Emunah, it's the night we transmit Emunah to our children, it's the night more than ever we have to tell our children we believe in a Kaddish Baruch Hu. And that's the bedrock of my existence. So Rav Schwab's father said to his children, he said, I'm happy that you're going to be the Chacham, because if you became a Rasha, you'd have no place on my Seder, because there's something that I love even more than each and every one of you, and that's a Kaddish Baruch Hu. And therefore, if I have to choose between you and a Kaddish Baruch Hu, I choose a Kaddish Baruch Hu. That's what he said to his children. Intense, no? Right, so the Rosh is at the Seder. I guess the Rosh is at the Seder. Which I guess already is a sign that he's trying to shake off the heaviness. He's trying to shake off the heaviness of the burden. You know, the Pasuk says, Hashlech al Hashem Yehavcha. Place your burden on Hashem. Which means that even a person who still has the burden of apikorsis, right, as is being described here, Rabbi Nachman saying, Masachem, Rashi saying, Masachem means apikorsis, the weightiness, the heaviness of apikorsis. So you have heavy packages, so take the heavy packages and throw them on Hashem. Let Hashem do the heavy lifting. Hashem doesn't want a Jew to walk around with a heaviness. The Rasha is walking around, even when he comes to the Seder, he's walking around with a heaviness. Where do you see the Rasha's walking around with a heaviness? Take a look at source number 3. V'haya ki sabo el ha'aretz, asher yitein Hashem lachem kasher diber, ushmartem es ha'avodah azos. Okay, the Pesukim Parshas Bo describing the avodah that will be continued for generations, the Yontov of Pesach. V'haya ki yomur aleichem b'neichem, ma'avodah azos lachem. And it'll be when your children say in the future, Mahavodah Zos Lachem. Which of the four sons is this? We know the four sons have corresponding psukim throughout the Torah. Which of the four sons? This is the Rasha. Now at the Seder, I highlight the fact that he says Lachem. The fact that he says you, right? Lachem below low. He says, this Yiddishkeit's for you, it's not for me. The problem that many Mefarshim raise is that the Chacham also says Eschem, you. What makes the Rasha the Rasha? And the answer is, the Sfarim say, the word avoda. It's the heaviness, the burdensome nature of Yiddishkeit that makes him the Rasha. That's his apikorsis. You think Hashem gave you the Torah to punish you? You think I gave you the Torah to weigh you down? You think I'm trying to make your life difficult? I gave you the Torah because I love you and I care about you. I want to make your life enjoyable. And every mitzvah, tefillin's not to strap you down, tefillin's to set you free. There's an amazing Rabbeinu Yonah. Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Yitzeicha Me'aretz Mitzrayim Mibeis Avadim. Yeah, the opening words. The opening words in Parshas Yisro. HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to the world. I am Hashem, your God, who took you out of Mitzrayim from the house of slavery. I took you out Mibeis Avadim. Says Rabbeinu Yonah an amazing thing. Everyone asks, all the Mefarshim asked, the Rishonim already ask, Ibn Ezra, the Kuzari, why is it that it says, I am Hashem your God, who took you out of Mitzrayim? Why didn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu say, I am Hashem your God, who created the world? Why not go big? Hashem, right? I just say, I am a millionaire when you're a billionaire. You say, I'm a billionaire. So why is Hashem saying, I'm a millionaire, I took you out of Mitzrayim? Say, I'm a billionaire, I created the world. Much bigger. So Rishonim have a variety of answers. Sefer Chassidus have a variety of answers. Rabbeinu Yonah has an amazing answer. Very simple. Why did Hashem take us out of Mitzrayim? Now I asked it with too many options. So let me limit the options. Did God take us out of Mitzrayim because A, He hates us, or B, He loves us? I would guess if someone's suffering, if someone is enslaved, if someone's life is threatened, right? And you take them out of that situation, it's because you care about them. It's probably because you care, not because you hate them. If you hate them, you probably would stand on the side, the way, unfortunately, some of our enemies did, as they watched Jews being herded into concentration camps, standing on the side of the road chuckling. They weren't making efforts to save us. Right? So it's usually not a good indication that they love you very much. But if someone comes into your concentration camp and smuggles you out, it's probably a sign they care about you. Anochi Hashem Elokecha, I am Hashem your God. And in what context am I Hashem your God? I took you out of captivity. Why did I take you out of captivity? Because I hate you or because I love you? Because I love you. So says Rabbeinu Yonah, Hashem says, that's exactly the foundation of Kol HaTorah Kula. And I gave you Kashrus because I love you. And I gave you Taras Mishpacha because I love you. And I gave you Shabbos because I love you. And I asked you to put on tefillin even though you're tired in the morning because I love you. And it's not a burdensome avodah. If you think it's a burden, that's apikorsis. That's the heaviness of apikorsis that Rabbeinu is describing here. And therefore the Rosh at the Seder, but the Chacham also says Eschem. We're picking on the Rosh. You said Lachem. Oh, you guys are doing that thing, not me. No, the Chacham also says Eschem. Seems to be excluding himself. No. The difference is the Rosh uses the word Avoda. It's the burdensomeness of Torah. He thinks that Yiddishkeit's a punishment. And he's carrying it out like a heavy burden. No, Hashlecha Hashem Yavcha. Throw your burden on Hashem. If you think it's a burden, so put the burden. Let Hashem do the heavy lifting. But Lamaisa, even deeper than that, it's not a burden. It's bechlal not a burden. It's a privilege. Lo Archaim Hakadosh writes on the pasuk in Balak, Lo Hibit Oven BiYakov in source 4, Lo Ra Amal BiYisrael. V'lo ra amol b'Yisrael. The Pasha Pshat is, lo ra amol b'Yisrael, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't see the sins of Klal Yisrael. He overlooks the iniquity of Klal Yisrael. But amol, of course, is a lashon of amelis, of hard work. Lo ra amol b'Yisrael. Yiddishkeit is not supposed to be hard work. You're not supposed to feel worn out from your Yiddishkeit. You're supposed to feel inspired. V'chai b'hem, it gives you chiyas. Yeah?
Yeah,
which one?
If you think that it's on you, the way of Ish, the reason why Rabbi's Mashal is because the way is Ish, because you think it's on you. The Eitzah is what's not
going to be. Shh, it's a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Exactly.
Burden, even if it feels like a burden, if you feel like it's on us to carry the burden. Not that Hashem is taking care of
right. If you let a Kaddish Baruch Hu do the heavy lifting, exactly. Don't turn it into a burden. Don't try to carry it yourself. Yeah, that's a good vart. I don't think I said it, but it's a good vart. Maybe Mashiach said it. So says the Idirai. Who knows? I don't know. At the wedding yesterday, someone was telling me about. Oh, you gave some shir. I was like, really? Okay, great. I don't remember anything you're talking about. But that sounds great. Yeah.
What does it mean to throw the burden on Hashem? What do you mean by that?
It means if you're feeling burdened, it's really what Yitzchak was saying. Right? If you feel that Yiddishkeit is a burden, then maybe it's because you're trying to carry it too much on your own. You're not letting a Kaddish Baruch Hu assist you. And if you walk with a Kaddish Baruch Hu, and if you realize that even the challenges of Yiddishkeit are not so heavy because Hashem is carrying, you'll see in a second. I think it'll become self-explanatory in a second. We'll get to source 7 in a moment. Okay, but first let's see the Orach Chaim HaKadosh. Okay, that's a good question. What does it mean to throw your burden, right? That's the pasuk. Hashlech al Hashem Yehovcha. Throw your burden on Hashem. That was one of the psukim in the Gemara and Megillah that they weren't sure exactly what it meant, and they went to the Amasa Debei Rebbe, and Rebbe's maidservant figured out the pshat. They saw an Arab throw your package on the wagon. Okay, lots of darshan there. But let's just see the Orach Chaim HaKadosh. Orach Chaim HaKadosh says, "What does it mean lo ra amol b'Yisrael?" It doesn't only mean that Hashem doesn't look at our avaris. Lo ra amol b'Yisrael means that when you look at a Jew, do you see a Jew who's worn out? Now, a melis is a value. To see a melis, to see a Jew working hard, that we encourage. But to see a Jew worn out from his avoda is not something we encourage. Gam niskavin lomar she'atzadikim hagam she'osim mitzvos v'chol asakam b'torah e'ina margishim she'esh lehem amel. A tzaddik who's working and working and working and working, he doesn't feel like he's working so hard. This isn't so hard, right? And he can be mamish working and working and working. So much so that when he leaves this world, right? Yelchu michayel ochayel. He's going to go from Masifta Durakiyah to Masifta Durakiyah. He's going to go up and up and up and up and keep working in the next world, like Chazal say. Etzadikim tamirei chacham ein lam menucha lo ba'olam hazeh v'lo ba'olam haba. No rest for the Talmud Chacham. And yet he doesn't feel burdened by it. He feels energized by it. He's thirsty for more. So says the Orach Chaim HaKadosh, the tzaddik, even though he's doing mitzvahs all day, and he's osek in Torah all day, he doesn't feel the amelis shabo. He doesn't feel the burden of it. Al derech omro, like it says in Tehillim, omol hu be'enai, that it becomes heavy, it becomes burdensome. That's obviously a negative expression of omol. By a tzaddik, Bilam in his prophecy says, lo ra omol b'Yisrael. An authentic Yisrael is not burdened, and not worn out from his avoda. Ela adraba, ka'odam amarviach, he's having a fun time. It's like a toy. It's a delight. It's a source of pleasure. L'rov cheshkan v'torah, thirsting for more and more Torah. Gam niskavin al derech omro ani vina li gvura ki kesha tzadikim oskim v'torah umasmidim ba ein lam amol ve'esek v'torah she'ad rabba he no senes lo gvura. And not only that, right? But again, going back to what we were saying, the Torah works for you. It gives you strength. Not only are you not worn out by it, but the Torah will will strengthen you and allow you to feel more and more energized. Yeah.
I had a shiur with a room scene one time. They said, like, a very intense lashon. It's like, how could someone say that they're burnt out by Torah? That's lashon hara on the Torah.
Right.
You're burnt out. You're burning up with the Torah.
Right. You can't get burnt out by Torah. If I'm studying Torah in a way that it's causing me to burn out, that I'm not studying Torah right now. Again, I may not be a tzaddik, right? Like Orach Chaim HaKadosh is saying, that the tzaddikim are like this. So each person on his level has to know. For some people, maybe taking more of a break is necessary. Okay, and using the Torah when you're not royal lakai, you have to come to the Torah and you have to be fit for the Torah, and you have to use the Torah in a way that's fitting to it. Right, but to blame your burnout on the Torah as opposed to blaming it on oneself. Exactly. The amelis of Torah is supposed to be sweet. That's what Rav Shur says. We pointed out in the past. Rav Avram Shur writes in some of his svarim that the gematria of the word amelis is matok. Because the work of Torah should only be producing sweetness. It shouldn't be producing bitterness. It shouldn't be producing frustration. It shouldn't be producing burdens. It shouldn't produce the masa that causes a person to shift towards apikorsis. So therefore, let HaKadosh Baruch Hu help you. Like it just said, like Tommy said, carry the burden with Hashem. Or like Rabbi Nachman said, go to the tzaddik, let the tzaddik help you. Let the tzaddik teach you how to, let the tzaddik lift you up. Let him carry some of the weightiness of the package. There's a pasuk in Yeshaya, in source 6, that the Dov de Magid had a mashal to explain. We have a Kabbalah from the Gra. Okay, this is brought in Sfarim. We have a Kabbalah from the Gra and the Kotzker actually about this mashal from the Dubna Magid. The Kabbalah from the Gra, there are three mashalim of the Dubna Magid that are in a certain category of mashalim. Okay, Dubna Magid had many. Rav Yaakov Krantz was his name. The Dubna Magid had many, many mashalim. And there are many tzaddikim who are excellent at making mashalim. The Ben Ishchai is very good at making mashalim. Chofetz Chaim, Keodu, is very good at mashalim. But there's three mashalim that are grouped together in the mashalim of the Dubna Magid that the Gra said about these mashalim that he was mechavein with the mashal to the Amita Shel Torah. The pshat of the pasuk, Ke Amita Shel Torah, came out as clearly as possible through this mashal. The Kotzker said about the same three mashalim. The Kotzker Rebbe said, Zecher Tzadik Kodesh Levracha, the Kotzker said that these three mashalim, Vaday, were said, Baruch HaKodesh. Okay, so we're going to learn one of the mashalim now. It's the only place that I know, and I tried to run a search last night, on the Bar Ilan, to see. It's the only place that I know of that the Shem Yishmuel actually quotes from the Dubna Magid in bringing this mashal. Okay, so let's take a look. What's the pasuk? The pasuk says, V'lo osi karasa Yaakov, ki agata bi Yisrael. V'lo osi karasa Yaakov, ki agata bi Yisrael. Because the Jewish people have made me what? Ki agata bi Yisrael. That the Jewish people have made me weary, or perhaps the Jewish people have become weary because of me. Again, blaming the Torah, blaming Hashem for your burnout. Listen to the mashal of the Dubna Magid. It says the Shem Yishmuel. Hamagin miduvna zal, pirish al pi mashal. Lesocher shaba min aderech. Imagine a person, he's been traveling by boat, he arrives at the port, he comes from the road, and he has with him a suitcase. V'chavilaso ito. And he has what? He has his packages, he has his suitcase, he has whatever items he's bringing with him to sell. And he says to the person at the port, Laholich lo chavilaso lebeso. Can you please, right, there's people looking, you know, standing there looking to make a couple bucks. Right? Anyone coming off the boat who's a little tired from the journey, there's people standing there, I'll take your bag for you. Oh, that'd be great. I'm staying at such and such an address. If you'll transport my bag, how much do you charge? Good. Pay by the pound? Great. Kishabalabeso. So this fellow carries his bag home for him. And when they got to his house, Tavamimenu hasaval schar gadol. So he gives him the bill, and he says, whoa, hold on a second, what kind of bill is this? You said I pay by the pound. And what are you so schwitzy about? Why are you sweating? So he says, why am I sweating? Your bag's a very heavy bag. And I'm charging you for the full weight of your bag. Your bag was one of the heaviest bags ever carried. So he says, no, something's not right here. If you look like that, and if you think this is the bill, without even opening the bag, I'm positive that that's not my bag. I am 100% sure that's not my bag, because my bag was filled with diamonds. My bag's not heavy at all. My bag was not heavy, burdensome things to carry. My bag was filled with clean, light, simple things. Diamonds. Right? I was carrying diamonds. I wasn't carrying heavy whatever. My bag was light. So if the bill reflects such a heavy bag, if your body language, you look so tired from carrying my bag, I can tell you, bevadai, that's not my bag. Imkein lo es chavila si nasei seklal, you haven't carried my bag at all. You messed up, you took the wrong bag, and I'm not paying you a penny. Kach amar Hashem Yisbarach Yisrael. Says the Dun Magid, that's the pshat, what Yishai Navi is saying through, on behalf of a Kadosh Baruch Hu in the Pasuk. Hashem says to Klal Yisrael, Im yagata bi, you're burnt out from me? My bag, my package, my Torah. Ki lekach tov nasati lechem. My bag is wearing you out? Im yagata bi harei nira shalo osi karasa klal. Look how he reads the Pasuk. V'lo osi karasa Yaakov. That's not me, Yaakov. The one you thought you were calling to, the one you thought you were serving, that's not me. Ki yagata bi yisrael. Because if you're worn out from me, that wasn't me. You know, it's like when you talk to someone and they start describing to you why they don't like Yiddishkeit. And you say, that's not Yiddishkeit. Right? I don't believe in God for the following reasons. Well, that's not God. That's not what God believes. So I also don't believe in God for those reasons. Because that's not my package. Hashem says, that's not my Torah. My Torah doesn't look like that. A Jew doesn't look like that after learning my Torah. He doesn't become burdened by it. He doesn't come tied down by it. When a Jew's makabel upon himself the opportunity to learn Torah, it sets a person free. It frees him. It frees up his energy for Torah. And it removes from him the burden and even takes away from him certain energy, but it's the energy of Olam Hazeh. And I'll just end with the final with the final Gemara. The Gemara says about Metzia Pei Dalet, and this is the explanation that's brought, B'shem, the brother of Rav Chaim of Elazhin, Rav Zalman of Elazhin, Rav Chaim of Elazhin, his brother, who is perhaps less well known, but certainly at least as brilliant in Torah. There's a volume called Toldos Adam, which is like a chatzi-chatzi biographical work with Torahs interspersed from Rav Zalman of Elazhin, Rav Zalman of Elazhin. So he explained the Gemara in Bava Metzia, the moment that Reish Lakish decided to throw off the package of Olam Hazeh and to pick up the package of Torah. Yeah? Look what happens. It's a confusing Gemara because superficially it almost seems to say the opposite of what we've been saying until now. That's why I put this in. Yom Achad, you know the story. Rabbi Yochanan became the brother-in-law of Reish Lakish. How did that come about? Yom Achad of Kasochi Rabbi Yochanan B'Yardina. One day Rabbi Yochanan was going for a swim. Yeah, dipping the mikvah. And what did he see? Chazel Reish Lakish, he saw Reish Lakish, who was jumping from one side of the yard into the other, he was jumping from one side of the river to the other side of the river. Tremendous physical strength. Amrele, he said, wow, so much energy. Imagine if you channel that energy towards Torah. Chel chalo raisa. Why don't you use that energy to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu? Right? So Reish Lakish, who at this point was not yet a religious person, didn't really value the Musar Shmuz that he was receiving from Rabbi Yochanan in the water. So he said, oh, you have advice for me? I have advice for you also. He says, you're so handsome, Amr Lei, Shufra Chalin Ashe. You say my strength should be for Torah, I say your beauty should be for women. Your beauty should be for women. Yeah? With those good looks, you know how many young ladies you could get? Or maybe he was saying to him, your good looks are such, you look so pretty, you should be a girl. Okay, so he wasn't exactly makabel the Musar right away. So Rav Yochanan says back to him, Amar Le, I'll make you an offer. I see that you have women on your mind. Amar Le, if you are chozer b'tshuva, yahivna lacha achosi deshafira minai. I'll give you my sister's hand in marriage. She's even more beautiful than I am. I'll make a shidduch with you. If you use your strength for Torah, if you're willing to change directions in life, I'll arrange for you a beautiful shidduch. My sister, she's a wonderful girl. And I can see the potential that you have. It's not being channeled the right way. You're not using your strength in the right way. Right? You're using your energy for not the right thing. So kibbalah, he accepted it. Okay, now look what happens next. Boil mehadar lasuye mane velo matzihadar. All of a sudden, Reish Lakish wanted to jump back across and he couldn't. Says Rashi in source 9, V'lo matzi likvos kavrishona, yishmakibol av ol Torah tashash kocho. What's the pshat? Says Rashi, he couldn't jump like he did originally, because once he, and yet, Reish Lakish hasn't learned the word of Torah yet. But once he was mekabel upon himself, kibel alei, once he accepted upon himself to become a person of Torah, he lost his physical strength. What does that mean? What does that mean? No, who wants to say the pshat? Based on what we've said until now. Yeah?
Maybe once Reish Lakish realized that there was somewhere else that his energy could be channeled, he couldn't fully commit to the physical.
Right, meaning once his kochos were dedicated to Torah, right? So he was no longer able to use those kochos for anything else, yeah?
He didn't start yet, so he thought it was a burden.
Oh, so you want to say, okay. Yeah. That's a little different. The Zalmanajan takes more along that, Mahalik. You want to say, right, at this point, before he experienced Torah, just the idea of Torah, I was using so much energy and strength, right, to use physical energy to do whatever I did physically when I was a highway robber and I was a great athlete, and now I'm going to redirect to Torah, so Torah must also be it's a lot of work in the gym in order to... Right, I feel worn out after a good workout. Maybe the same thing's going to be true right there. I like that shot. That's a good shot. Right? But the point, you know, the way the Rav Zalman of Elazhin says it, a little more the way that Josh Gurin was going, that when a person redirects his kochos towards Torah, so he doesn't have the energy for other things. But when a person's involved in other things, When a person is using those kochos for other things, I guess, I don't know, maybe it is a little bit like you're saying. Yeah, maybe it is a little bit the combination of the two. That the koch that a person puts into other things tires him out. And here, no, but again, it's still hard because Rashi says, once he is mekabel Torah, tashish kocho. It shouldn't be tashish kocho. But again, it's tashish kocho for other things, right? It's tashish his koch for other things. And all of that koch was now going to be directed towards Torah.
He wasn't really mekabel Torah at the time, though.
He was. Kibbal alei, it says.
He
accepted upon himself to...
He was still at the river.
In Achanami. So that's what he says. That's what Rab's saying. That he hasn't done anything yet in Torah, and therefore...
I'm saying the fact that he knew that there was Torah, that he could channel it somewhere else. Maybe there.
Yeah, but why Toshish Kocho? Why did he lose strength? So Zalman Elazhin says, no, don't think the Torah is taking away his strength. That's his point. Right? Don't think the Torah is taking away his strength. He lost strength for other things because now he's going to give all of his kochos to Torah. But I like what Rob's adding. Rob's saying, yeah, but he still thinks the same way that at the gym you're worn out after a day at the gym. He assumes that after a day in the base medrash he's also going to be worn out. And that's not true. Toshish kochos is dafka saying the Torah that he was makabel upon himself took away his kochos for other things. But all of that koch will be generated towards Torah. And I like what Rob's saying. And at the end of a day of Torah, a person's supposed to feel energized, not worn out, not burnt out from Torah. Because again, lo osi karaso Yaakov. If you're burnt out at the end, then lo osi karaso, then you're not calling to me. You're not speaking to me. So that's the avoda. That's the avoda of Torah. The avoda that doesn't allow us to be embittered. It's not a malus that leaves us broken. It's a malus that leaves us, again, like Ashur said, a malus is gematria matok. The sweetness, 546. Because it leaves us with a good taste in our mouth. It is hard work, but it energizes a person. It doesn't leave a person feeling broken. And again, like Rabbi Nachman said, if you can't do it on your own, turn to Hashem. Put the burden on Hashem. Like Isaac said, walk with Hashem. Let Hashem carry the package with you. Or like Rabbi Nachman said, let the tzaddik carry the package with you. The tzaddik can change your whole perspective. So I'll just end the final source. I couldn't not put it in. In the Oros Shlomo, which is Rav Shlomo Karlovach's Ha'aros on Rav Kook's Oros Hatshuva, a little kuntris. He brings from Rav Shlomo of Babov, who said that Hatshuva Agadola B'Yosef Sha'asisi, the greatest tshuva that I ever did, the greatest return to Hashem, or in the language of Rav Kook better said, return to self, right? The greatest alignment of myself with where I'm supposed to be, not the Jew who's burdened by Torah, not the Jew who sees Torah as outside himself, ma'avoda zos lachem, what's this avoda, burden, lachem, to you, not me. No. He says the greatest experience of tshuva, not tshuva just I did avers and I want to clean up, but an authentic return to self and return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The greatest tshuva I ever did was when the Nahag, when I was traveling, when I was on my way to Tzanz, and the Nahag said, Tzaak Tzanz, next stop, Tzanz. When I was approaching the Tzaddik, I felt like a different person. And that's what Rabbi Nachman's saying. If a person feels burdened, So travel to the tzaddik. Let's just see his lashon one last time. Who mashlechle me'alav masoy gedola. When you're on your way to the tzaddik, you cast off a heavy burden. Why? Ki me'achash noseya kvar. Once you're on the road, once you hear the conductor, right, or the guy driving the wagon scream out, next stop, tzanz, and you're approaching the tzaddik, already you feel better. Already you feel I can do it. There's someone who's going to help me to do it. I don't have the answers yet. But I'm already beginning to revolve that suffix. I'm revolving those doubts that take me away from my amunah. K'mi'achish and osei akvar, once I'm traveling, yesh lo amunah shu hefech apikorsis. Then I'm already working on my amunah in the tzaddik, which is an extension of my amunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's the opposite of apikorsis. And I feel the weight being lifted off my shoulders. So B'ezras Hashem, we should be Jews. We should be Jews who don't feel the heaviness of Yiddishkeit. We should be proud Jews who feel the simcha of Yiddishkeit. We should nechlas other marv b'simcha. Ain't simcha kataras asvekos, to resolve the suffix, which is the shorash of that apikorsis. And to be people who have tremendous amunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and all the tzaddikim amitya. Okay, shkoyach, we'll stop.